You've heard our open themes with listeners talking about their vocations.
New Hampshire shepherdesses love to listen to issues, etc.
Or what they're doing while listening to issues, etc.
New parents love listening to issues, etc. In the middle of the night.
We're looking for more of these elements to include in our open themes. Tell us about your vocation, hobby, or what you do while listening to Issues Etc. Call the Issues Etc. comment line 24/7 at 618-223-8382. If you make a mistake, just start over. 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing to Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
So it's a very recent statist notion, parents should be cut out and that it should be bureaucrats. And it flies in the face of common sense, flies in the face of history and tradition, flies in the face of our nation's legal system. And it is contrary to, I think, everything that any parent would want for their own children.
Because the more we are silent, the narrower becomes the space for these fundamental freedoms of speech and religion.
Jesus doesn't walk 99% of the way to the cross and then say, all right, now I'm going to throw some guy who was minding his own business and not bothering you and had nothing to do with this. I'm going to throw him on the cross and he's going to die for your sins. That's the student loan model. It's not the Christian model.
Retired intelligence agents love Issues, etc. I can say with a high level of confidence that your biblical analysis is spot on.
Well, we love to hear from our listeners. Sometimes our listeners have a critique, sometimes gentle, sometimes not so gentle, of things that they've heard here on the air or a guest say. There's some of that ahead as we go through listener email, the Issues Etc. comment line. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll kick off today's program with listener email and the Issues Etc. listener comment line. Then we're responding to your questions and comments about the current hymnal of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Lutheran Service Book, otherwise known as LSB. Dr. Paul Grimm, who is a former executive director of the Commission on Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and Dr. John Vicker, assistant director for the LCMS Commission on Worship at the same time, will respond to those questions and comments. Before we get to that, it's listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and the comment line, 618-223-8382.
Let's begin with some feedback regarding our recent interview with Kyle Mann of the Babylon Bee. Don writes, you are a major obstacle to the gospel. Your propaganda has poisoned the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and driven a whole generation away. Shame. Here's just one example of the propaganda you are spewing here in the recent podcast about President Biden's speech, a podcast that is unbelievably offensive and biased. Your guest says that Obama drastically increased the number of executive orders. Well, here are the facts. He sends a link. I won't even get into the rest of the podcast, throwing around the word fascist in reference to the current administration, and therefore more than half the country is completely out of line. It is propaganda, and that the LCMS, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is supporting this is a gross misrepresentation of Lutheranism and Christianity. You might want to do some reading about Antichrist in the Bible and Martin Luther. You're constantly pumping up Trump, including deriding everyone else and excusing all of his sick behavior, while you call Joe Biden, who has a speech impediment, forgetful, is just downright chilling from a Lutheran perspective. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the feedback, Dawn.
Well, first of all, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod does not support this program at all. We do have sponsors from within that entity, but in that sense, they may support us. But we are an independent radio broadcast and podcast produced by Lutheran Public Radio, an entity that's entirely independent from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I am a pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but there's no official connections between the two. I don't think we've ever pumped up Trump, have we?
I would think some of our interviews with Molly Hemingway, you could say, an objective person can say that those were somewhat favorable towards our former president.
Usually the criticism has come in over the last, well, especially during the Trump years, that we're too hard on Trump or that we're not supportive enough of Donald Trump. So,
did you know Bill Barr spoke at our conference last year?
Yeah, someone reminded me of that because he's back in the news being kind of trashed by many Trump supporters for doing his job. Yeah, I had forgotten about Bill Barr.
Did you have lunch with him? Didn't you say you had lunch with Bill Barr?
Yeah, I guess I did.
What did you eat? What did he eat?
I don't remember, actually.
I don't either.
It was a fascinating conversation. So I have never been a huge enthusiastic supporter of Donald Trump. I don't think Jeff has. I did not vote for him in the first time around, and I voted for him the second time around because the alternative was, well, we're living the alternative, aren't we? So,
and he appointed three solid Supreme Court justices.
Yes. So I support some of the things that he did, certainly not all of them. And so I don't know where that's coming from. Now, she's referencing a conversation we had, again, with Kyle Mann of the Babylon Bee. And remember, we're interviewing a humorist and a satirist. So cut the guy a little break because he's trying to do a radio interview and also trying to be funny, and it's not easy to do. And so, as usual, when you're interviewing someone who writes for Babylon Bee, you're going to expect to hear a little Babylon Bee in there. I think that's sufficient response.
Maryland and Topeka, Kansas, I'm sorry, but that democracy header on your website with two fighting boys has inflammatory language. I'm not accustomed to that in my church media.
So I think the listener is making reference to the picture that appears over the Kyle Mann interview, which is a picture that is taken from the cover of the book that Mann wrote, their latest book, Babylon Bee's Guide to Democracy. Is that what it is? And again, a satirical work. If you read it, it's entirely satirical, but I don't see any foul language in the picture. I just see a very crude drawing of two people fighting in front of the Capitol.
I kind of get it. If you read Martin Luther's explanation to what we number as the Eighth Commandment, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. I can kind of see where Christians might have issues with satire. Is satire explaining things in the kindest way? So I'm just trying to reflect how I can see how some people might not find satire amusing. I'm not one of those.
It might also be a gender thing. I don't want to get into that too much, but you've also pointed out that women, not to a person, but that women don't really like sarcasm or snark very much. It grates on them. Men have, at least I do, have a tendency to kind of enjoy that kind of humor, but women don't. And that may also be part of it too. But again,
well, here blows your theory. Gene in Illinois, great program with Kyle Mann. I love the Babylon Bee and I love Issues, etc.
Right.
So there goes your anecdotal theory.
Well, it's actually your theory, but I'm just repeating it.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about when we're talking about the radio or the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Humor is a very tricky thing.
Well, here's where it's harder on radio podcasting because women are big, not, we're generalizing, body language. The problem with on as versus TV, when you're being a smart aleck, where did that come from? But is that, how do you spell aleck? Is it like A-L-E-C? Smart?
Deaconess is working on it right now.
Yes, thanks, Deaconess. So when you can't see the body language, it's worse. It can be worse in radio or podcasting.
Because
it thinks your body, they're just joking around. They don't really mean this stuff. They're not really, 100% on board with what they just said, comparing Joe Biden to Adolf Hitler. So by not having the body language feature, that's why I came up with what I told you years ago about that with women. But Jean, she loved it. And she loves us.
That's nice to hear.
Let's see. Linda. Now she is responding to Pastor Hans Feeney's interview on student loan forgiveness. Linda writes, "My, what an enlightening discussion with Pastor Hans Feeney. Pastor Feeney, whom I and my children as new and intentional Lutherans discovered about 7 years ago, and whose videos we loved." Now, there you go. So there's another woman that's Lutheran satire.
Like satire.
So what does Schwarz know? Nothing. I'm so glad to hear his opinion of those of us who may not have had as privileged a life as he and who thus had to go to community college or gasped and not even finish our degrees. I'm so glad to know that I am not a respectable person. It was so refreshing to hear someone confirm every fear and doubt I've had as a single mom and to allow me to once and for all go ahead and accept all the blame for every struggle of the last 16 years. And also to confirm my fear that people really do look down on me or think less of me because of the twists and turns my life has taken because I don't have my degree. Now I know it could have all been prevented if I'd just gone to college and become a respectable person. Thanks for the feedback. Thanks for listening, Linda.
I think Linda's being sarcastic in that. You think so? Because she doesn't sound like...
I can't see her body language.
Right. She doesn't sound like she's very happy with what she thought Pastor Feeney said. But Linda, please go back and listen to that conversation again from beginning to end, because Pastor Feeney was actually making the opposite point. He was saying he used to believe when he was young and stupid that a college degree kind of made someone more respectable, and if you didn't get a college degree, you were a loser of some sort. But he doesn't believe that anymore. In fact, if you listen to the interview, he says that he believes that for the most part, higher education is a scam. I think that was his word. It's a scam to part you and your money, and that you really probably don't need it. And to get a college degree that costs you a lot of money, puts you in debt, and then does not actually help you along the way toward your future employment, you end up doing something else. Think about that. Someone says, pay me $150,000. I'm going to give you a qualification you'll never, ever use in the rest of your life. You're going to end up doing something else, but I want you to pay me that money so I can somehow certify you to do this thing that you'll never do. That is a scam. So if you go back and listen to the interview, you'll hear Pastor Feeney not only say that, but also say that he believes that a college education doesn't make anyone more respectable. It just usually makes them a little poorer, and in some cases, a lot poorer than they were to begin with.
Christine listens in Iowa. I just finished listening to episode 2422 and was very surprised no listener pointed out a needed correction to episode 2353 when you guys were playing Name That Hymn with two Lutheran Public Radio spots. At the 3138 mark, I love listeners who give us the time cue. Jeff says Children of the Heavenly Father was written by Yaroslav Vida. Not so simple! Exclamation point, writes Christine. Well, I am a fan of Vida's hymn. I knew right away that he couldn't be the author or composer. Children of the Heavenly Father is a Swedish hymn, and Vida has Czechoslovakian roots. With a little help from the internet, I can tell you that Carolina Lina Sandell, the Fanny Crosby of Sweden, wrote Children of the Heavenly Father in the mid-1800s. Ernest Olsen himself, an immigrant from Sweden, translated it to English in the 1920s. My former kindergarten teacher loved Children of the Heavenly Father, and back in the 1980s, children sang it in honor of her retirement. I remember one of the other teachers telling us that the retiring teacher had a Swedish heritage and that the hymn being Swedish was one of the reasons it was special to her. Growing up with hymns is yet one of the many reasons that I'm very thankful for my Lutheran elementary school education. Me too, Christine. So I believe you two need to adjust your batting average. Remember?
We said we were a thousand.
I'm betting. You know what I'm betting? I'm batting about what Harrison Bader is for the New York Yankees right now, I bet. So I believe you two need to adjust your batting average. Although you easily identified the hymn, you fouled out by so confidently asserting the hymn was one of Vida's. Thanks for reading this, and go Cardinals, concludes Christine in Iowa.
We snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. So what is the hymn, the Vida hymn that you were thinking about when you mistook it?
I think it was Go My Children.
Go My Children. Blessing. So yeah. It's another children titled hymn. Yes. There we go.
See, I had a reason.
Well, that's a mistake. It's kind of easy to make, but you know, Jeff, you're really getting your money's worth out of this guy who's detailing your car out back.
He's amazing.
I can see him. Jeff has one of his cars. It's not a nice car, by the way. It's a really old car.
The Schwarzes own a truck that's 2000, a Honda Civic that's 2000, in a 2012 van, two of those cars have over 200,000 plus miles on it, and they are detailing. This is my I think it was my Father's Day gift. Finally, because this guy booked, you have to book like 6 months
in advance.
He's been
out there all day.
No, he's amazing. I think it's like $150. I mean, the car, it's waxed, armor-alled. It smells great. It smells new. and it's a 2000 Honda Civic. Skyline detailing.
This guy has been working and working and working out there. I can look right over Craig's shoulder and see he's actually doing something. I think he's waxing it now. It's like Biff from Back to the Future out there.
I highly recommend Skyline Detailing. Craig, I don't know what the phone number. We could give that phone. It's 618. I don't have my cell phone with me. I texted him today. So I knew it was coming up, but you know, when you schedule something so far in advance, you kind of forget about it. I didn't put it on my calendar. Well, I knew it was in September.
I thought you were doing a drug deal back there because no one goes behind the building.
That's true.
Nobody goes behind the building at all. We have it blocked off. And then I'm looking out there and there's Jeff out there meeting with some guy, you know, with the sleeveless t-shirt and the baseball cap.
He's a smoker too. I love him.
And it turns out it's just Doug.
And he's behind the building. No one ever goes back there. And this guy's huge. He's like 6'4". And Jeff shaking his hand. I thought something was shady going on back there too, Todd.
What's the phone number?
Okay, well, I took a picture because... I'm going to surprise my wife with one of these.
Well, you better book it now because he just told me he's like booking for next spring.
Wow. It's 618-604-6047, Skyline Detailing.
He's doing a good job. Really doing a good job. We're going through listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. Talk back at issuesetc.org and the comment line 618-223-8382. More after this. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod needs faithful Lutheran laymen, commissioned ministers, and pastors to serve on its boards, commissions, and agencies. Nominations are open for the boards of regents at our Concordia universities and seminaries, the LCMS Board of Directors, the Office of National and International Mission, the Lutheran Church Extension Fund, Concordia Publishing House, and the Commission on Theology and Church Relations. Learn more at issuesetc.org/nominations. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod needs you. issuesetc.org/nominations.
Does this sound like your church budget process at the end of the year? You get last year's budget and go through with a committee line by line, maybe what we should spend next year. Maybe you have a prayer. But where's the Word of God in this process? When do the people hear what the small catechism says about giving and why we do it? Contact us at LCMS Stewardship so that we can help you fix this process, put the Word of God first, and put your congregation on a good fitting. LCMS.org/stewardship.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you know a child with autism, dyslexia, ADHD, or Down syndrome? Do you have a student who needs an effective yet more gently paced education? We invite you to visit simplyclassical.com for a complete academic curriculum rooted in the truth of God's Word, the mercy of forgiveness, and the peace of Christ. From Memoria Press, simplyclassical.com, promo code LPR22.
Terry Mattingly is the eternal boomer. In other words, he, due to the circumstances of his birth, is lame.
Here's some feedback from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Terry can be counted on to deliver his boring, blasé take in his irritatingly pseudo-profound fashion. Anyway, lame. May God have mercy on Terry and Issues Etc. You're all a bunch of lame boomers.
The Issues Etc. comment line, available 24/7, 618-223-8382.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going through listener email, talkback@issuesetc.org, and the listener comment line, 618-223-8382. Here is a comment from the Issues Etc. comment line about Lutheran bishops.
Hello, this is Jason from Tucson. On a recent segment of listener feedback, there was a question from a listener regarding the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and why we do not have bishops. I'm in Arizona, but in the English district, and Jameson Hardy is our bishop, sometimes refers to himself as president. I do think this is the exception to the rule. but I thought this might be a great opportunity to give a short history lesson on the origins of the English district and that it is the only non-geographic district in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thank you so much for what you do. Issues, Etc. has been an indispensable tool in my Christian growth. Thank you.
And thank you very much. I was aware of the fact that the English district is headed by a bishop, although that's, I think, probably more of an issue of nomenclature than of this. They don't have a structure. They don't have an ecclesiastical structure different than any other district. They just happen to call their district president their bishop. I don't know why they do that. It probably has something to do with their history. And when he mentioned there that they're a non-geographical district, it means that they're, the other districts of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod are geographical. The commonalities that they're close to each other, whereas with the English district, those congregations are spread all over the country and in and among the other districts, so it's non-geographical. There used to be another one, this was it the Slovak, oh, Lynn's going to find out for me. I think it was we called it the Slovak Synod, but I think it got absorbed into something else.
And the presidents, they have the mitre? What is the mitre?
They have the mitre, they're just a hat.
It's a hat, and then what's and then they got the staff.
Crozier.
Crozier.
Yes. Am I right? Slovak Synod?
Slovak Synod.
All right. Lynn stuck her head in there, and we need to give Lynn a mic one of these days.
I just want to know why Lynn didn't correct me on Yaroslav Vida. You know, she could have saved me humiliation on the spot.
She just left you hanging, didn't she?
I know. She did. I had to embarrass myself by reading email.
So, yes.
Mocking me.
And I've often said it's been my casual observation over 30 plus years of ministry in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that those, I have no problem with the concept of bishops, but generally speaking, they haven't worked out in other church bodies very well. Usually the pastors who are the strongest advocates for having bishops are kind of picturing themselves wearing the mitre.
I don't think you'd look good in one personally, do you?
I think they'd be incredibly uncomfortable to wear, but I do have a crozier, though. I do have one of those made out of iron. A big one, a tall one. It's about as tall as me.
And how did you receive that, or did you make it yourself?
I had a local iron smith make it for me. It's just very, very heavy, yes.
All right, let's see here. Robin says, help Issues Etc. I listen to Issues Etc. regularly and hear Memoria Press commercials with a discount code for being an Issues Etc. listener. Do you happen to have that code? It's LPR 2022, and it will, in the next few weeks, switch to LPR 2023. You call Memoria Press or go to memoriapress.com. I think you get $5 off a purchase by simply mentioning LPR 2022. So there you go.
Just a little way we like to help.
You'll love this next email. Mark, LOL. That means laugh out loud, right?
I think so.
LOL. Hear Todd's comments about ladies with too much perfume. I'm laughing my shirt off. I absolutely agree. Perfume for me is more than a simple distraction. For me, it becomes painful. It's as though someone is driving a spike into my temple. Thanks for the email. Thanks for listening, Mark.
Well, I think we were talking about children in church at the time, and I was just waxing on about the fact that we have to tolerate certain distractions when we gather together as the body of Christ on Sunday morning, and those distractions may be crying children, may also be women with too much perfume. I'm going to be equal opportunity here. Men with too much cologne. I personally cannot even wear cologne. I can't do it. I don't know why. I'm not that sensitive to smells, but it becomes a personal feedback loop of distraction all day long. So I can't even stand myself wearing too much cologne or, in the case of women, too much perfume.
This is Sherry calling from Hiawatha, Iowa, and it was probably a month ago. I was listening to Issues Etc., and there was a pastor on there that was talking about the difference between chastity and purity, and I don't know what date that was, so I can go back and re-listen to it. I only got to listen to part of it. If you could let me know, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. God's blessings.
Well, that's a great part about the way we format our broadcast is you can go back and listen to it. If you miss part of it, you can go back and listen again. I often recommend people do it, especially if they, like in one of the previous emailers, they misunderstand what the guest says. Go back and actually listen again with a clear mind, and you will hear better what the guest actually said. So do you know what program she may be referring to in terms of chastity and impurity?
I believe it was Chastity with Dr. Joel Bierman on January 12th of 21. So if you go to issuesetc.org, upper right-hand corner, there's a Google search engine. Type in Chastity or Joel Bierman, and you should find it there.
And you can listen to the entire thing again. Oh, we're taking a break.
Oh, no. That was my fault. We just played the comment. Sorry about that.
Jeff was signaling me to signal Craig, which is kind of an inefficient way to do it.
Don't scare me like that, because I don't know what's going on.
So you guys don't hear some high pitch? I'm hearing like an occasional high pitch, like goes in and out.
All right, so let's be quiet for a second. Let's listen.
I just heard it after you said that.
All right, let me try something.
I don't hear it in here at all. Not in the control room.
Is it gone?
Yes.
It's my vent.
Huh. Yeah, that's what it was. I was telling Craig the other day, I could hear that in my office. Okay.
By the way, if to the listeners, if you ever hear something like that as you're listening, it sounds like it shouldn't be there, shoot Jeff a message, because sometimes we don't hear it. And I'm sitting here with headphones on. I can't tell if I'm hearing it from outside my headphones or inside my headphones. So that was my vent. We have these little magnetic covers for our vents, and I had it only a little ways open, because if I have it all the way open, I like air conditioning, but Craig keeps the air conditioning down at about 50 degrees, and I come out and I have to actually go outside to warm up.
Got to be a freezer in here. Got to be a freezer.
One final email. Matt writes, just listening to President Matt Harrison on the future of confessional Lutheranism on September 6th. My family moved to Marietta, Georgia in 2019. There is no confessional Lutheran church anywhere near us. As a convert from evangelicalism to Lutheranism in 2013, it is discouraging and frustrating to be somewhere that does not have a faithful Lutheran congregation. Sometimes it makes listening to Issues, etc. a depressing experience when the topic is the benefits and goodness of the Lutheran church. Thanks for listening in Marietta, Georgia, Matt.
I know that's very difficult. We probably get a comment like this several times a year from listeners who say, there's no good church near me. There's no good church. And it is no substitute, but it may be a supplement to find a faithful congregation, again, not bound by geography, where you can actually at least, quote unquote, attend their service virtually. That's not really attending the service. I'm just using that in air quotes, where you could actually watch their services online. You can hear that preaching there. Albeit you cannot receive the Lord's Supper, don't get mixed up in any of that kind of online communion stuff, but find a congregation, one of the congregations that you'll find on our congregational sponsorship program, and at least take part in their online services if you cannot find a faithful congregation near you.
And I told Matt that I forwarded Matt's email to Dr. Mark Wood, who's been on this show numerous times. He serves as interim managing director of church planning, renewal, and support for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So who knows? Maybe President Harris is talking about how they're planning churches. I think the South is a great...
It's a good opportunity.
Go right in the Bible Belt.
Yep. A good opportunity. When we come back from this break, we're going to be spending some time with Dr. John Beaker and Dr. Paul Grimm responding to your questions and comments about the current hymnal of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's about 15 years old, 16 years old, Lutheran service book. Stay tuned. Don't you assume they're gonna buy just anything, 'cause when we're out in the clubs listening to music, you're in the box, send some email. Congrats on your email. Don't $5 million. God's Song of Deliverance is your song, too. Dive into the Book of Exodus with the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for September, Deliver Us, God's Rescue Story in Exodus. It's written by Issues, Etc. guest Dr. Reed Lessing. Find out more about Deliver Us at our website, issuesetc.org, or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Deliver Us, God's Rescue Story in Exodus, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Our church loves and is grateful for those that serve our country. Operation Barnabas, part of Ministry to the Armed Forces, equips you to reach out to veterans in your community to bring Christ to those that served. Call Ministry to the Armed Forces at 314-996-1337 or email lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
God bless our military.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Our Christian faith is under constant attack, and we must be proactive in keeping our children in the church. At Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, we believe that an education rooted in God's Word is one that stands against the very gates of hell. Nothing in this world is more important. Offering a rigorous classical Lutheran education, we provide in-person and live online remote learning opportunities for preschool through grade 12. To learn more, visit flsplano.org, flsplano.org.
Logia Journal, the Confessional Dogmatic Series. The works of Kurt Marquardt and many other resources are all brought to you by Luther Academy. Did you know that during this time of COVID-19, your purchases and donations help Luther Academy supply these same resources to pastors around the world? Please consider helping us with this important need through your prayers and financial support. Learn how you can help by visiting lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com.